In early 2018, Facebook adjusted its algorithm and drastically cut the organic reach of fan pages. The marketing and independent media communities in Taiwan erupted. People were posting everywhere, saying things like, "The platform betrayed us," and 10 years of work destroyed overnight. But as I read those posts, I was thinking something else entirely. What exactly are you so angry about? Let me do the math. Over those 10 years, we built fan pages, published posts, and cultivated communities on Facebook. How much did we pay for all of that? Zero. It's like being invited to a grand estate and eating free chicken legs for a decade, and then when the host decides to change the menu one day, you leap up and accuse him of betrayal. And here is the harsher truth. You weren't even a guest. Advertisers are the clients. You are the product being sold. I later found a term for this condition. Digital colonization. You are producing on someone else's land. The resources and the rules are determined by someone else. You have no bargaining power, and you can't escape it either. Leave Facebook and jump to Instagram. That's still Meta. YouTube belongs to Google. You can swap one colonial power for another, but you cannot escape the structure of being colonized. There is no shame in acknowledging this. The shameful part is enjoying 10 years of something free, and then acting betrayed the moment the rules change. The point is not to leave the platforms. That's not realistic. The point is whether you have been planting somewhere outside those platforms, crops that no one else can take away from you.